Welcome to Bad Play Style, a book club style video game podcast where we talk about a new game that we all played every episode. Hopefully you listeners at home have played the same game we did.
So you can avoid the horror of being mugged by the infinite spoiler.
Yeah, we are going to spoil any game we set out to play, and probably other games too, so be careful and check the fucking show notes so you don't get blindsided by the fact that, I don't know, Paul Rudd is Darth Revan.
Is there a fake award we should give this game?
I don't know.
The 2013 Nostalgia Award.
2013?
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like Nostalgia Cashman, like, definitely hit a peak and is, like, flatlined. I don't know. What would you say is the peak of video game nostalgia exploitation?
Yeah, 2006, 2013, one of those two.
Yeah.
Modern Warfare Remastered is the peak of video game nostalgia.
No, it's not.
It's peak video game nostalgia. No. Alright. Welcome to Bad Playstyle. My name's Matt.
I'm Keenan.
I'm Owen.
Welcome to the show. We played Duck Season. Yeah. That was
it was a hell of a drug.
Yeah. Sure did happen.
It was really cool playing it in really hot weather. I really enjoyed how
dude,
much
dude, don't
I sweat
even don't even fucking
VR.
Start with me. Don't even fucking
I know,
start.
I know. You do it in this room where yeah. It's really hot. I get it.
Yeah, Owen lives in a sauna.
Hot, sweaty VR.
Yeah. Like, don't even start with
that. How we do it.
I don't like how hot I got. Oh my God. Yeah, our north facing apartment.
Yeah.
Sure is warm.
Yeah, no, that's true. I got used to the cold.
Yeah, miss me with that. Like,
I mean, also, you're the guy who decided to play it the day before we were recording.
Hey, I played it day of, thank you.
Oh, that's better.
Yeah.
Okay. So, speaking of fuck you, Keenan, you did a dumbass thing and have been doing a dumbass thing.
I know we can't give him a chicken hat, but can we give him, like, a chicken finger?
Well, I don't... First of all, I don't want to give anyone a chicken finger, okay?
Give that guy a chicken finger.
Oh, whoa.
Okay, so,
So you're just going to launch... I don't even have to preamble
you
how fucking...
You just did preamble
stupid
it!
...stupid you are.
So, I'm playing League of Legends again.
Why?
And that's a terrible thing.
Why?
Because I was kind of enjoying it. And I'm still kind of enjoying it. But, I ended up getting my account banned for 2 weeks... Because I talk back to people.
What?
So we talk too much shit. And so
wait,
I made a new account.
Wait. They talk too much shit? Wait, are their accounts banned?
You're correct. I got banned for it. This is true.
Wait.
I haven't been talking to people at all.
Wait, back up. Like, you,
horse shit.
I want to make sure I understand what you're describing
yes.
to me. Is that you were playing an online game,
yes.
a team-based online
yes.
game.
Keenan played a team-based online game and said things to other people that were caustic.
Yeah.
It's so weird.
It's super weird.
Got mad at what other people were saying and doing.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I have learned from it.
Are you sure?
Yes.
So the next time I'm in a team game with you and I think you haven't learned this, can I say, I have learned from it?
So
can I say that?
You
can try.
Do you think that Steve-O... learned anything when he stapled his nutsack to his own leg?
Probably that he didn't want to do it again.
No, but see, here's the thing, though.
He did it again. Yeah.
For like that was his like main thing that he did.
Yeah.
At every show they did for like a while.
Okay, I'm not doing that.
Okay.
I get the allegory, but I'm not doing that.
But I'm saying like this is okay. Like I'm actually angry now, but. This is the video game equivalent of that.
I agree.
Please stop.
Okay.
At least Steve-O gets paid.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Oh, hey, kids, you know, don't play MOBAs.
Don't let your emotions control you like that.
But do put your friends on blasters when they do.
Yeah.
I mean...
I can get behind that.
I mean, okay, so let's back up. honestly, like, let's be real here for a second. Play video games however the fuck you want. We just like roasting this dude over the coals. Okay?
Yeah, it's cool.
Like that's the main function of this.
It's because, my function in the social circle. I've accepted it.
Well, no, but it's also like you hate League of Legends. You hate League of Legends. Tell me I'm wrong. No. Yes or no? You hate League of Legends.
I don't hate League of Legends.
That's just a lie. Okay.
He's a liar in this room.
Yep. All right. Moving on. Other people talk about what they've been playing.
Does anyone else have regrets?
No.
No?
No, no regrets. Okay. In comparison, I do not have regrets. I spent $5 on cosmetics in PUBG, and I feel fine about it now.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
I'm glad I could do that for you.
Wonderful. All
right.
All right, yeah, I remember last time we recorded and talked about this kind of thing, I was faffing about in Fallout 4.
Okay.
And, you know, I got all my DLC, I got all my mods, they're all installed, right? It's good times. I finally got to Far Harbor, which is the first DLC I wanted to try out. I'm having a really good time. Far Harbor is super good.
Good.
Highly recommend it.
I'm glad that it continues the theme of the DLC being better than the core game.
Yeah, I think that's a thing that happens frequently with Bethesda games.
Yeah.
I just remembered my game that I wish existed.
Oh, good.
Then we'll get there. Yeah, we'll get there.
We'll get there. I hope to fucking God I remember in 20 minutes.
Oh, so that's why you grabbed a pencil.
Yeah, but okay. All my papers would make so much. I'll be fine. Go on. Go on.
All right. Okay.
Is there a word you need us to say to trigger it?
No.
Okay.
No.
Anyway, yeah, I got to Far Harbor, and it surprised me because I had gone to it before in the game, and it had bored me because I had just kind of like gone around and explored. But for some reason, this time I went to different locations, and all of them have been cool.
Well, and like you're kind of playing different than you normally do, right?
No. Crouching everywhere.
Well, like, right, but you're not shooting everyone, you're slicing them.
No, yeah.
Right? So it's, like, kind of different. Enough.
But is that transformative of the terrain?
No, but
because I'm still killing them at the exact same range as I was before.
Yeah, that's true, but it's stupid.
But the only difference now is that I'm where they were when I come out of that. Right. Like, that's literally the only difference.
The projectile is you.
Yeah, the projectile is me. Right. Exactly. I wanted to say I don't actually think that Skyrim or Fallout 4 are video games. I don't think that they are video games.
What would you posit that they are?
I think that they're narcotics.
They're narcotics.
I think that they are drugs.
Okay.
Like yeah.
Schedule 3 substances.
Yeah.
Like
you know,
they're low grade.
I
don't know if that's how that
works. Conversations where people will casually refer to playing video games as doing drugs.
Right.
Like I get off work and I do drugs with my friends.
Right.
Yeah.
So, but like, I mean, like, as a person who's quit WoW twice, I get that. I get that line of talking.
Yeah, but like every year and a half, you're like, I need some Bethesda in my system.
Right. Exactly. And I just. I don't know, obviously I'm using a lot of hyperbole, but, like, I think that the big difference is this, like, right, that in Morrowind, when you got a quest,
mm-hmm.
you got fucking, like, directions.
Yeah.
Right, from the quest giver.
They, go here, go like, right,
you didn't
do
get,
this,
like,
go
a
that.
Little bip on your mark, or on your map, or anything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You got, like, a dude was like, okay, you're gonna go down this road, there's, like, a tree, right? Not that tree, different tree. and like, you had to follow his direction. And if you got off course at any point, like...
Yeah, turn right at the purple Jesus
rock.
Yeah,
you were done. Right. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Turn right at the purple Jesus rock.
Yeah,
you not that Jesus rock, the other one.
You'd open
you'll
up
know
your
it
journal,
when you see it.
Yeah. You'd open up your journal and be like, all right, all that... I fucked up. I turned left at Albuquerque,
yeah.
right?
I fucked
all the
up.
Time.
Right, and that was like, I'm not... Okay, like, I am saying that Morrowind is a better video game than anything Bethesda has made since.
Yeah.
I am saying that, but that's not what I'm saying right now, right?
Yeah.
So, I'm just saying that is... you need to intellectually engage with that, right? Like, on a certain level that's different than following the map marker.
It asks of you as a player rather than click fast travel to the nearest thing and
like
walk in that direction.
I'm in a building, and I'm deciding which way to go in this dungeon, and I go, no, I won't go that way because that doesn't make sense with the way dungeons are always linear in Bethesda games. And I was like, shit.
Yeah.
Like,
damn it, I'm in the game's logic.
Like shit. Well, no, like, that's fine. I'm in the game's logic. That allows me to play the game easier. Like, if I'm not fighting a modern Bethesda game, I'm having a better time.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Okay.
But at the same time, the time I'm having is, like, down here. I don't...
Okay.
Yeah.
It's lessened, right?
Yeah.
By that.
Yeah. I'm going on a rant here. I don't want to do this. Cool, man. So,
yeah. So you played Fallout 4, I hear.
Yeah, I played Fallout 4. That's the takeaway
yeah.
from that. And that I have a tortured relationship with Todd Howard.
Who doesn't?
Todd Howard!
Would you play Keenan?
Did I play? I played, played a bunch of League.
I don't want to hear about that.
Yeah. I got back into PUBG with friends.
Yeah.
It's been good.
Yeah. That was going to be good. What I played. I have a story to tell.
Yeah. You have more about PUBG than I do. I really like the Mini 14.
Yeah.
That's what I got.
It has updates. There's new gun, whatever. Whatever. There's new guns in the popular online shooter.
Oh, my
breaking
God.
News. Breaking
oh
news.
My God.
Oh, we figured out that when we play on
yeah,
the
yeah,
servers.
Well, so that was going to be the
okay,
story.
Okay, is that
so,
part of the story?
So
right.
I get home last that. Week on, like, Wednesday or whatever, and, like, get on, get my PUBG squad together. And Keenan's like, hey guys, we need to play on Asian servers because everyone who plays on Asian servers is terrible. By the way, that's not true.
It's not true. Turns out there's a hidden ranking system.
Hey, I'm telling this story. So we've never played on Asian PUBG servers. And there is a bit of subtle behind the scenes matchmaking. So we had one magical night of
we won. Five games.
Yeah, five.
Was it okay?
Five chicken dinners.
Could you, out of seven.
Wow. Okay. So, but could you say that it was one night in Bangkok?
you could.
It made some hard men humble. So yeah.
I don't know. Knowing we fought that night was hard. It was great because so like we're not like amazing PUBG players, but like. We've gone up our North American ranking, like, some amount.
Well, and, like, our teamwork is competent.
Yeah, right? Yeah. And so we're being matched with people that, like, probably just bought the game or something, or are, like, playing it at an internet cafe.
Oh,
like,
can I interject here real quick? Okay. I was going to say, if you want to see this, there's
a place
you can go.
Yeah. Yeah, I have a bunch of dumb YouTube clips. I'll give you the thing at the end.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we had, like, the most Looney Tunes night of PUBG.
Yeah.
Because, like...
There were at least five fights where we were laughing at the end because we should not have survived, and all of us did.
We got in, like, a ton of car crashes, a bunch of, like, Mad Max-ass, like, shooting matches, and, like, the more we realized that we were playing with bozos who didn't know how to play, the more emboldened we became to, like, it's like, oh, look, there's some dudes there, like, if we stop here, we can get out. I was like, no, but we're not gonna get out of this car, we're gonna gun the engine, and, like, you know, Sean's gonna start shooting his pistol at them, and it'll let him know what's up.
And we still won!
Yeah.
And then we cackled about how we should not have won that!
Yeah, so it was... Like, it's the game I've been playing for, like, the last few weeks, but, like, that one night, like, I'm never going to forget it.
It bears repeating.
Yeah. We had no right to do that well.
If you've never played on other server localities, I recommend trying it out.
It's a good refresher.
If you live on the West Coast of the United States, Asian servers don't get too bad ping. South America ping,
rough.
Yeah, Oceania ping, I was hoping it would be better than South America. It was worse.
Yeah. I mean, like, the thing is, the lag doesn't really affect combat as much as I've seen.
Yeah,
like,
as much, not as much
it's
as
more
you
like,
think.
Do I want to wait a second for that door to open?
Yeah.
It's like, no, I don't.
Yeah, lag really just comes down to doors and vehicle behavior.
Yeah, and, like, picking up weapons a little slower.
Yeah, yeah. So that's the super special thing I've been playing.
Cool. Awesome. Is it, are we good?
I think, yeah.
Yeah, I think we hit our bases.
I've been playing all the same stuff I mentioned last time, so it's hard for me to be like, oh, this great thing about this thing I talked about.
Yeah, like, I played some more Factorio.
We're not trying to do an exhaustive list. We're just
trying
to talk about that.
Yeah. So, what's on the Doom agenda?
Well, so, we probably should have done this before we just did that last segment, but it's time for the infinite spoiler.
Oh
yeah.
Shit.
We spoiled the deep lore of PUBG.
we haven't told them about the actual deep lore of PUBG.
Well, that might have been something I cut.
About Oprah's
money?
Yeah,
so just tell her about Oprah's money.
Oprah's money.
So we figured out who's running the murder tournament on the island of Arengal. It has a name.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's Oprah.
Through various shadow dealings.
Yeah, Oprah has cancer. She's dying.
it's very terminal.
Whoever wins the tournament wins her money.
Wins all my money!
Yeah, you really gotta dig through the files to, to learn this.
You gotta go deep.
Yeah, but yeah, it's there. This is the deep lore of PUBG. It's true, you heard it here first.
Win Oprah's money.
They found all the tape cassettes hidden
over
the island. We have to take apart our guns and read the serial numbers.
And the SSTV codes. Yeah. Like, you can find them in certain parts of the map. You can hear.
We got the PAL key card. Yeah. Like, everything.
It's iHeartBees all over again, guys.
Okay, what's next?
Well, now we're going to talk about Duck Dynasty.
Oh, Duck Dynasty? No, I don't want to talk about Duck Dynasty.
Duck Dynasty.
I'm not allowed to talk about that show. I don't have a beard.
Yeah, we both have beards.
Yeah, you guys can talk about Duck Dynasty, but I can't.
Wow. All right, so we're talking about Duck Season. So, Duck Season, what the fuck is Duck Season?
It's not rabbit
season. It's a, like 99% of all VR games, it is issued in gallery.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, that's true and also a joke.
I was just going to say, like... It is a good shooting gallery. It is a shooting gallery, but it's the first shooting gallery I've found where reloading isn't annoying.
Yeah.
My shoulder hurts a little from it, but I'm with you.
Yeah, like shoving shells back into the shotgun. And
I had that switched off. It gave me the option of how I wanted my shotgun to reload, and my shotgun would just magically reload itself. So
I saw that on easy, it doesn't...
Yeah,
it auto reloads. And I was like, I don't want to do that. So I didn't.
It's really fun to summon, teleport shotgun shells to your hand and jam them into your gun. It has a nice feel to
it. And if you do, you can get it to where, like, your hand is like 2 millimeters away from the gun, and every time you pull the trigger to pull up a shell, you just like scoot it at the gun a little bit, and then you just really rapidly feed your shotgun.
Okay.
Like, okay. I figured that out after a while, and so I'd literally, like, the gun wouldn't even come away from sighted when I'm reloading. Mm-hmm. I'd just kick it open and just be like, and then go.
Should we talk about, like, the game's presentation a little bit?
We got halfway through. We said that it was a shooting gallery.
Yeah.
And then stopped describing the game.
And started talking about shotguns.
Well, because, like, personally, I love shotguns.
Okay.
Me personally, that's me. But, anyway, so the game is a VR homage to the experience of playing Duck Hunt on the NES.
Till the end, yeah.
Well, and also just, like, in a broader sense, like, playing video games as a kid. Because, you're in your living room and, like, your mom's there.
All the extra cartridges.
And she's, like, doing shit, but you're not sure what it is.
And you don't care either, because it's, like, I don't know, she's balancing a checkbook or something. Or
I think she was looking at her keys.
She's definitely doing, like, boring adult stuff.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
she's doing shit you can't be bothered to care about because you're a child.
Oh, yeah, and if you look behind you when you're in the Duck Hunt sections, you see yourself sitting
into the TV.
And parts of the TV.
Yeah, so it's got this, like, weird... So, like, the very beginning of the game, you get the cardboard cutouts coming down.
Yeah, like...
And it, like, introduces your character.
The immersion in this game is weird and cool.
Yeah, it's like, it's kind of like a theater production, because, like, it's all, like, black... Like, the whole stage is dark.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you can see there's, like, light rigging above you, and you can even sometimes see shapes moving in the darkness when they're lowering down the cutouts before they've illuminated them, which really fucked with me at first, because I thought those shapes moving up there was something else. Bad's gonna happen.
Yeah.
There's
an interesting balance of, like, foreboding and that, like, magical 8-year-old childhoodness.
So, the thing I noticed was that there's a lot of shit packed into the shotgun noise.
Mm-hmm.
So, do you remember way back when we were playing WoW? Mm-hmm. I turned my sub all the way up once, and forgot.
And then went
and played WoW, and I was in Tearsfall. And there is a sub noise playing, like, on your subwoofer that goes...
It's just like a constant
thrum.
Yeah,
just a constant thrum, because that puts you on edge.
Right.
Right, which Tearsfall Glades is supposed to put you on edge. It's the undead zone. It's supposed to make you freaked out, right? So, you know, especially on a PvP server, if you're, like, on edge because somebody could gank you and you fucking...
It's like one of the first times you can get ganked.
Yeah, it's one of the first times you can get ganked on a PvP server. Anyway, stop talking about WoW. The shotgun, when you fire it, there's a whole bunch of weird bass shit on the back end of that sound that's super foreboding. And the more
times you
fire it, the more it happens.
Are we sure that that's true and it's not just a matter of level progression? Because the game gets weirder as you go.
I noticed it didn't happen a lot on the first shot I would fire in a level, and then it would happen more on the later ones.
Okay.
Especially if I was firing not at ducks.
Okay.
And I'm not even talking about shooting the dog. Mm-hmm. Which, by the way, there's a dog, but he's in like a mascot suit.
So like, yeah. The game is definitely Duck Hunt, but like the dog isn't like a cartoon dog. It's clearly someone in a suit.
He's like a fucking Chuck E. Cheese mascot.
Yeah.
But not animatronic. Like definitely a guy.
Yeah. Definitely a person. Yeah. Maybe.
Yeah, so, like, the premise of the game is, like, your mom rented you this game.
Yeah.
Like,
one day rental, make the most of it.
Yeah, and it's a light gun game for your not NES.
Yeah.
It's totally an NES.
It's got a silly name. It's like a Bit King or something.
Because you have Bit King, Bit King World or whatever, the magazine. Like, they nail all the Nintendo buttons in this game.
Like, they've got, like, a ton of, like, fake props.
Yeah, of, like, there's, like, VHSs littered around the room and, like, action figures and magazines and stuff.
Did you guys get the Domino VHS tapes? Did you notice the one that's covered in blood named 12?
No.
Okay. I was catching little details that were like, there's some shit.
Well, I mean, like
the whole time.
Yeah, it was, the first sinister thing that happened to me was he videotaped me out in the backyard.
Oh, that's late. Yeah. There was some stuff before that.
No, that happened to me way late in the game.
Yeah.
No, that's what I'm saying. That was the first time I noticed the dog being sinister.
Oh, okay.
Right? Besides the shotgun noise, which I noticed immediately. Because we had all watched the trailer in which they intimate that the dog is sinister somehow.
Yeah.
But
they do a good job of not giving any of it away.
Because it was pretty much like the dog was watching me through the thing, and then he was like, there was one time where in one of the later levels after I saw him videotaping me, I look behind me and he's standing behind me.
Yeah.
Behind the couch.
You're looking through the TV and he's just lurking on you.
Yeah,
like
Then there's the one where you mega spoilers here.
Yeah.
Turned around and my mom's just like slaughtered.
Super knife murder.
Yeah. I never saw that.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Maybe I just didn't turn around.
No, somewhere around like level five or six.
Here's the thing we should talk about is that there's like eight levels, right? Something like
that. There's eight levels, there's seven endings.
Yeah. So Owen did not shoot the dog ever. Keenan and I both shot the dog. So we got the same ending.
Shooting the dog is a trigger for a lot of the
Which is the canon ending. So the canon ending is the dog slaughters your mom and then you get into this like weird fucked up scary sequence where the dog's gonna come at you from a random direction in the room and you have to shoot him a bunch of times before it gets to you after you defeat him in the game.
I didn't shoot him to kill him. This baseball bat on the ground fucked him up.
Oh, okay. I had the baseball in case he got too close. But I was just like, the gun has infinite ammo, I'm just like, pew, pew, pew.
So the time before he shows up, the baseball bat's on the ground. Like, every time I ended up in the living room, I'm looking down first.
Yeah.
Right? So the baseball bat was on the ground, and I like picked it up and like knocked it against the table. It was a good sound, right? I'm like, okay, cool. I'm like, why do I have a bat now? Right? Like, it's hardcore shadowing, like super bad. And I'm like, why is it dark? Why do I have a bat? Oh man, my mom's murder.
Yeah,
right.
Is this Pavel Chekhov's light gun?
Yeah, totally. Like, it's totally that. And so when he finally charged me, he charged me from like the longest line possible. So I shot him a bunch, and then
Where did he come from for you?
Down the stairs.
Really? Okay.
He came down the stairs and then a long way through the living room.
He came through the backyard for me.
Yeah. So I'm shooting him and like I'm like, this gun sucks, and he gets close and I'm like, whap, and he goes down. And I'm like, yes, baseball bat.
And then he like explodes into pixels.
Yeah. Like blood pixels. So, they like stuck to the wall.
Basically, like I did level 7 and then so like the game gets all fucked up.
So should we talk about like the structure of this? Like it goes back and forth between
So
you should probably set this up better.
The game will start, you're in your living room, you watch, like, some shit on TV, like a commercial or something like that, and then the game comes up.
The first one's the tutorial video about the shotgun.
Yeah. And then the game will come up, and when you hit start on the game or whatever, you basically go inside your television, and you're in Duck Hunt, and you're shooting ducks out of the air.
With a very realistic hunting shotgun.
Yeah. Well, with a really realistic Duck Hunt dog,
at it.
And then, you know, you rack up
who
points.
Who over time does more and more human things?
Does he?
Yeah. Okay. There was a point where he was smoking when I came in.
Man, like, my dog was totally chill.
Gotta shoot him, man.
Yeah, he didn't smoke. He didn't, like, murder my mother.
The sixth or seventh level, when you come in, he's facing away from you, and he's smoking, and he acts like, oh, shit, you're here. And he throws it down, and he, like, stomps it out, and he turns around, and he's like,
welcome to Disneyland,
kid. Let's do it, and he, like, pulls up his junk. Yeah.
And then, like, you get points for shooting ducks, and then it spits you out, and you get, like, a weird vignette.
Yeah.
Kind of, like...
Oh, and then it shows you what time it is.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because it's like, you only have it for one day.
Yeah.
So, like...
Well, plus, like, every time you turn around in the early levels, like we said, like, your mom's doing something.
Yeah, there's right. there's one where she's like, I can't find my keys. And when she said, I can't find my keys, I'm like, yeah, the dog has them.
Right. You're like, oh, I've seen this horror movie before, right? Like,
also, there's like disappearing people on television.
Yeah. Like, did you notice that the news breaks the law to bring you the news?
No.
That's their like splash screens. Like, we're breaking the law to bring you the news. And I was this is awesome.
Disappear? Oh, like there's the news is there's people disappearing. The early foreshadowing
is that the police are investigating a bunch of missing families in the area, and then like it turns out it's tied to the game.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know. Did the dog kill them too?
Theoretically,
sure. I mean, because the dream sequence, and then there's the keys. There's two levels
after that, and so I think like there's dream sequence was four, and then there was five, and then there was six. On six, I see my mom behind me. She's like, I can't find my keys, and she's like looking everywhere for them.
I didn't get keys. She was looking for the kitchen knife.
Oh, okay.
So maybe
I misheard her. Maybe I misheard her.
Like
but anyway.
For me, it was like the kitchen knife's not around.
I do level seven. I come back out. Shit got all glitchy and weird. Like that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then
like scan lines.
The room gets dark and it like the videotape fucks up. And then the level instead of saying like level eight, it says come face me.
Yeah. Yeah. On the main menu. The main menu's changed.
Yeah. And it won't.
It's like come and get me.
It won't do that until you turn around and look in the kitchen, and the light will dramatically turn on. You'll see blood splattered everywhere.
Fucking everywhere.
And your mom is just like face down.
Like there was a point where like my horror movie watching brain kicked in looking at that scene. I'm like, wow, it's on the ceiling. Like, it was one of those things where like suddenly I'm looking at it from that perspective. I'm like, huh.
All right. Well, I mean, I was already planning on doing another playthrough.
Yeah, for sure.
You definitely should. I'll talk about the endings later.
Well, I mean, now is a good time.
Okay. So there's seven endings and five of them are contingent on shooting the dog. What was your ending?
Mine was called Final Fiesta. there was happy music and confetti, and I got that video game, Final Fiesta.
Yeah?
which
is a Final Fantasy allegory, apparently.
You don't say. Yeah. and I got to play it at the end a little bit and see the dialogue. I think there's a guy in it named Sombrero.
Nice.
nice.
Yeah, it was just like, oh, the game's over. Hope you had a good time. And like that was basically
that's
my ending.
Great that we're over here talking about like a murder happening, and you're like, that's not what I got at all.
So like, oh, the mom's dead. And it's like, oh, fuck.
Okay. So I just want to say, like, literally the first fucking thing I did as soon as there was a shotgun in my hand was blow that dog away.
Yeah. Yeah. It was like I played Duck Hunt. Nothing's gonna happen. And then I shot him. Yeah. I shot myself through the TV. I shot all kinds of shit. Yeah.
So did you notice that when you hold the shotgun with one hand, it sways?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I noticed that a lot because I was trying to be a cool guy. Yeah. You know me. Cool. I like to find the edges on games. I'm bummed I can't shoot two birds with one shot.
Oh, is that not
there were multiple times they overlapped and I pulled the trigger and I only got the front
one. Yeah, yeah. You can do it, though.
Okay, I believe it.
I got an achievement for it.
I believe it.
Okay.
I didn't get it done.
All right.
So the canon ending that Matt and I got was you go back in the game to fight the dog.
Yeah.
Because he killed your fucking mom. And at first, he's just regular sized dog. And you shoot him a bunch because it tells you to protect the TV screen. If he breaks the TV screen,
you lose. Oh, yeah,
because
your health bar is the TV screen.
So one of the endings is that he breaks the TV screen and you're trapped in there forever. That's it.
Damn.
And then, if you beat him, he comes back as a giant super dog with laser vision, and he's trying to break the screen again, and you gotta shoot his eyes out a bunch of times.
Jesus, okay.
And then...
It's pretty fun.
It's pretty cool. And then if that happens, you... it's really dark. you go into the house, and you realize your mom's dead, and you pick up the phone, and then you hang it up. And you go and get the shovel out of the garage, and you, like, half bury your mom in the ground. She's, like, sticking out of the ground.
Yeah.
Jesus.
And then you
is there a locomotion system in the game?
No. This is the
hang down scenes.
Okay. And then you Incredible Hulk walk away from
your life. You pack up a bunch of fruit snacks and juice boxes, a gun, a knife, and a picture of your family in your backpack.
And you
Hulk walk into the sun.
Holy shit.
Which is like, whoa! Apparently, one of the endings is, I guess there's a phone at your feet in one of the chapters, and you can pick it up and call the cops.
Okay.
And they, like, gun the dog out down outside in your yard.
That's pretty legit.
I want that one.
Did you guys fuck around with that little Tykes flashlight?
Yeah, that thing was cool.
I swear, that flashlight is not the exact same flashlight as I had as a kid, but I had the flashlight that flashlight is trying to be.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I had that big yellow, shiny plastic flashlight.
So, do we want to talk about...
Yeah, I want to talk about the videos on the TV are from this YouTube guy we know.
Oh, right? Yeah,
and
yeah.
And then, like, the people from Corridor Digital show up in them, too.
Yeah, they help make the game.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, I think Mike Mika, I don't know, did a bunch of the, like, TV commercials or newscasts.
Stunning visual effects artists.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is part of why this game looks
video
so
production,
good.
Yeah, and then the Hover Junkers crew is involved.
Yeah, well, that's, yeah.
It's the same crew.
Stress Level Zero made it.
So that's them. I don't have anything else to say about this game.
Yeah.
So it was fun. I highly recommend it.
If you like VR, you should pick it up.
I had previous to this been like, I'm not gonna do anything scary in VR, like, ever. And then Owen was like, we gotta play this game. And I'd watched the trailer and I knew it was gonna be like kind of scary. So I was like, alright, well, I'll go get my diaper out.
It's
know?
Not cheap scary though. Like, that's one of the things I
like. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's the kind of horror I really like.
It's not jump scary.
Like, I watched a movie recently called Hush that is, like, good horror in my mind because it's all about the tension.
Yeah.
It's all about your expectations.
And I actually really love tension.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
yeah, so there's a bunch of horror people now who are like, hey, jump scares are stupid.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
And I really appreciated that this game, like, didn't do that and just kept, like, building the tension in a way. Because jump scares are, like, really, like, I hate using this term.
If I want jump scares, I'll go play Spooky's Jump Scare Mansion.
Right, right. Like,
you can play that in VR.
Yeah.
It's the worst.
If you want jump scares, you can have jump scares. But jump scares ruin the storytelling that most horror movies are doing.
Yeah.
And as a result, you lose a lot from it. So I really liked that it was this continuous, right? Like, I know some weird shit's going to happen in this game. So when I hear that mom can't find the knife, or when I find a fucking bloody videotape, or, like, there's all this weird stuff going on where it's, like, it's playing on all those tropes in a really good way.
Sure.
Do you guys think it's deliberate that it's a shooting gallery? Like the joke of VR right now is it's all shooting galleries.
Yeah.
So, like I kind of suspect that this game is a shooting gallery to, like, kind of disarm you in a certain way, like,
yeah,
mentally.
Yeah, because it's like, oh, it's just, like, the normal VR,
like,
thing.
Well, you are literally doing, like, the simplest expression of a shooting gallery.
Yeah.
You are shooting, like, digital clay pigeons.
So, and the interesting thing about that is that it functions to make you not take it seriously.
Yeah.
Right? Where
especially,
like,
the dog, like, you look, you know.
Like, you play a shooting gallery, like, game, and you're like, I'm gonna play this for 20 minutes, and I'm done. But there's enough going on narratively that you're like, there's more here, there's mm-hmm. more here, and then you get there.
I wish it had gotten there a little faster.
I found myself a little annoyed around level 4 or 5, but then things started picking up.
Yeah. That would be my one sort of, hey, I would like to stop shooting ducks and do the cool thing.
Or like, if the ducks had been changed up a little more, right?
Yeah.
Or like, it had gotten a little weirder in the duck game too.
Yeah.
Right? Was like, that's my criticism. I really love the atmosphere in this game.
Yeah. It's incredibly well done as a piece of storytelling.
Yeah. Like, the house is very much an 80s house. There's a phone with a long cord on the wall. All the wallpaper is, like, 70s flowery wallpaper. Like,
did you guys not like anything?
I thought putting slices of pizza all over the floor in the living room was stupid. Your mom's there. There isn't just pizza on the carpet. And your mom's like, where's my keys? She's like, get this fucking pizza off the carpet.
All right, well, okay.
But, like, I don't, like, have any, like, harsh, super harsh things to put on.
No, that's fine. You don't have to have anything.
I don't like that, I don't like how big the living room was relative to my chaperone.
Yeah.
There were
I wanted to keep going further into the living room.
Yeah, I wanted to explore that environment more. And so, like I appreciate the art of making, like, a concise VR experience that doesn't need teleportation or locomotive mechanics.
Yeah.
I appreciate that very much about them. And I think that's something Stress Level Zero also does really well with Hover Junkers. Is, like, Hover Junkers takes your room area, and that's the interior of your little hovercraft.
But on the same side, but on the other side of the same coin, there's an art to making you not want to bash into the invisible walls
of
the game, right? Like,
the thing that frustrated me was I really liked everything they put in my play area as far as details. Like, I could read the boxes.
Yeah.
I could read, right? So I was enjoying all this weird background matter that they had built and, like, cared about.
Just to go back to the invisible walls thing for a second. There's a part in Skyrim where you go to the part where you would be going to Morrowind
mm-hmm.
if you kept going east, and the game's like, oh, you don't want to do that. And the game is wrong about that.
No, I want to go back.
The game is wrong. And then there's New Vegas, where I ran into an invisible wall once. Because if there wasn't an invisible wall there, I would have broke the game irrevocably.
Yeah.
Because I climbed up the back of Caesar's Legion's camp. You're not supposed to do that.
Yeah, I got a mod for New Vegas once that removed all the invisible walls. Definitely negatively impacted my experience with that game. They definitely just, like, threw up a bunch of invisible walls around areas where, like...
To keep you from fucking it
up.
Yeah,
you'll just fuck some shit up.
Yeah. Like you can't meet Caesar that early. Don't do that.
I mean... Just to be clear, we're not saying that if Bethesda didn't put the invisible wall in, you'd be able to walk all the way to Morrowind. We're not saying that. No. I'm sure that wall is also, like, quote-unquote improving my experience, but, like...
Yeah. There's a difference between those two things. Anyway, I'm good.
I really like that there's no closure with the monster. That's, like, my jam in horror. Like, the minute we explain the monster, it's less scary.
Well, I killed it. It's dead.
I killed it, but I don't know anything about that dude. I don't know if it was a dude. Oh, I don't know. Oh, right,
like... You're talking about, like, the engineers in Prometheus.
I don't have any detail about the monster in a way that still makes it scary.
It's like in the thing, you know, the things from space, and it came in a flying saucer.
That's it.
But, like, that's, like, kind of it.
And it's that dog.
Yeah.
That's what I know.
Like, right. You know it's a good monster when it has, like, the super boring name we had to give it because it has no other name.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, and that it's still...
When it's the Demigorgon.
Yeah.
And it's not like...
When it's still
whatever.
A threat after you've
The Demogorgon is from... That's like...
I know, but the thing in Stranger Things is not the Demigorgon.
Okay. Right. It's they like, name it that because they're D&D nerds.
It's like this fucking gug looking thing.
I get it. It's Demogorgon.
Okay. Yeah. Sure. But they name it that because they were literally fighting one in D&D.
Yeah, they were fighting the two-headed girl, the two-headed baboon monster from hell.
Yeah.
No, from the Abyss.
But, like, I like that, like, he's this horror movie villain that's still scary going back.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Like yeah. I don't come to the end of the game and go, I killed eight of you. Like yeah. You know, like it doesn't like transcribe itself to the aliens problem immediately after Alien was like, yeah, we watched you burn like 30 of those down and they're not that scary.
Wait, what if the sequel to this game is called Duck Season? And it's just like hundreds
it's like
of
James
dogs.
Cameron ass Duck Season.
It's like 28 days later with dudes in dog suits.
I'm actually kind of down for that.
Yeah.
Like, 28 duck seasons later.
Because
28 duck seasons later, that's so fucking good. Oh my god.
Yeah, the game's good, the shooting's clean, the narrative's great, it's fun.
Alright, Keenan, talk about wrestling already.
Talk about wrestling.
Yeah, what's the dumbest thing that happened
so
in wrestling?
So, we had No Mercy this week, which is a pay-per-view event.
Well, why would you want mercy
was there,
in a wrestling
was there,
ring?
Was there mercy?
Yeah,
it was mercy.
Yeah.
See,
so,
this is my problem
so
with wrestling.
They don't deliver on what they're telling me about. Yeah. Yeah. So, two things.
You told me there was rules and extreme rules.
Two things. Yeah.
The rules are there are no rules.
Yeah, okay.
Well, then why is the referee there? Yeah.
Why do we have a fucking ref, dude?
Oh, he's got to count the pin.
Yeah, sure, okay.
All right, man.
No, so, two things dumb happened. No mercy. One... They decided it was time to pop the cooldown on John Cena versus Roman Reigns. Which is like that's a WrestleMania match. I don't care who the fuck you are, that's a big deal.
I don't know what any of that means.
It's John Cena's like the guy, and Roman Reigns is supposed to be the new the guy.
Okay.
I want to be the guy too.
John Cena's on all the cups, alright? You go to a wrestling match, he's on the cups, he's on the lunchboxes, he's got 9 t-shirts, he's the guy. You know what I mean?
I mean, like, there is that Froggy Fresh song.
Right, no... Froggy Fresh is about John Cena because he's the guy. Like, that's the thing. He's the new Hulk Hogan, right? Like, he's fucking everywhere.
Okay.
And he has been for, like, 12 years. Cool. Some people hate him for that. Some people don't. Whatever. Roman Reigns is their, like, manufactured version of this.
Okay.
Roman Reigns beats John Cena, and they're playing it like John Cena's gonna retire. John Cena's not gonna fucking retire! I'm not that stupid! So that's one problem.
I don't understand any of this, but it does sound profoundly stupid.
The other stupid thing... is that Brock Lesnar, also known as Bork Laser, who's a giant man. he's a giant dude. He's like 6'8 and like 300 pounds and can eat a car. Like, that's how he looks. Okay? There's another dude named Braun Strowman who's bigger than him and looks like he could eat 2 cars. like he's a natural progression larger. And he's been doing this thing. Like, they've been feuding and he, like, stands next to Brock
both
Lesnar.
Both of these names sound like
Germanic destroyer names.
No, they sound like canceled special budget military projects.
Yes,
we had to cancel the Braun Strowman. It was malfunctioning.
So I feel like I don't understand what the single stupid event in wrestling was this week.
So there's two. That's what I said.
No, you get one.
Okay.
Well, I said est at the end of that word for a reason, bitch.
Didn't make sense at No Mercy. Let's put it that way. More than normal.
All right. Well, we're done with this.
Okay.
All right. Do you wish a video game was different in a profound way? Either of you. One of you said that you had something.
I have one. It's also a game I wish existed.
Okay.
Ooh. So it's like,
well, we're jumping the gun a little bit. But like, go ahead.
Yeah.
I mean, was this the thing you were trying to write down?
Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah. So this is my pro play.
Okay.
Oh shit.
This is my swish. All right. So Matt was telling me about his Fallout 4 like mod cocktail he made.
Yeah.
And he's talking about using the random start. Random start's a thing. It also exists for Skyrim. Might have seen it there, too.
It's good.
Oh, you had talked to me about the thing you were about to say. Yes.
So, he was showing me a YouTuber, actually, that where, like, everyone he encountered had, like, fucked up randomized guns. Because, like, Fallout 4 has, like, a gun system. And so, like, everyone has, like, randomized fucked up guns, and he was using the random start to just, like, have a go at the game.
Yeah.
And then would, like, die because something crazy would happen. And, like, that was, like...
Yeah,
because
he'd run into a dude who's not supposed to have a Merv who would have a Merv.
Yeah, exactly. And I was thinking, like...
That's not good.
What if... So, like, I think, like, Bethesda is very good at making a certain type of game, but they are not good at writing a certain type of game.
Because they don't give a shit.
Or making, like, a thoughtful world for that game. Send me emails. Get mad. I'm telling you, audience.
I mean, to piggyback on that, some people give a shit about the quests they build.
Okay.
Some people do. But the main one, no. No.
Yeah. So anyway, what I'm getting at, though, is, like, what if you took a Fallout game and stripped out all of the main story and made it into a roguelike? So... You sitting down to play Fallout 4 for the evening is not you, like, gathering items and building up your character.
Oh, I'm going to go find Piper and make my way into Diamond City. Yeah. That's not what you're doing.
Yeah. You may never have met fucking Piper.
Yeah, like I hit play, and it's like, oh, I guess I'm a ghoul this time.
Yeah.
You know, like, oh, yeah. Like, let's go.
I'm a ghoul with a knife. That's weird.
I got 9 strength. Okay, let's go find a bat or something.
you say you want, like, a Skyrim-flavored roguelike.
Yeah, it could be Skyrim, or it could be, like specifically setting-wise, it could just as easily be...
Gamebryo-flavored roguelike. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Bethesda roguelike. Yeah. First-person Bethesda roguelike.
Like, I think they should do this.
I think this is also... within the breadth of a mod. I'm not a modder. I don't know how to program. I don't know shit. If I did, I might make this mod because, like, it'd be cool.
Okay.
Fallout roguelike.
Have you guys heard the new Skyrim announcement?
It's coming to the Switch?
No.
What?
Survival mode!
Oh, sure.
Yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, because we haven't done that before. All right. Anyway.
Todd, this is the 7th week in a row you've shown the class Skyrim.
But it's great!
Show and tell is not for that.
Oh, Fallout 2 turns 30, or not 30, turns 10. 20? No, 20.
Ooh,
it turns 20 on Saturday.
Yay. I have a story for you.
What's that?
I watched an interview the other day, and they were talking about how... back at Black Isle at Interplay, Tim Kaine was put on a new project.
Yeah.
And they said, you know, new project, just you, you're not allowed to waste anybody else's time with this project. It's just you, like, concepting this project. And he was like, well, but I need help. And they're like, no money.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of stories coming out from about Black Isle lately.
So
their NDA is done.
So he said that, Tim Kaine said that what he would do is every week, on a specific day, he would order a bunch of pizza and send out a company-wide email saying, if you want to talk about this new game that I'm making, I will give you free pizza. I will be in this room at, like, the second work ends. So,
he worked his ass around the system.
Yeah, so basically, like, Fallout 2 exists, or Fallout 1 exists because of pizza.
Okay.
And then they were also, in the same interview, talking about, like, the games they concepted that they didn't make.
Okay.
And so one of them was a game about, like, anthropomorphic dinosaurs.
Okay.
And so it was, so your girlfriend gets kidnapped by cultists who are, like, in this basement worshiping this statue, and you go to the statue and, like, you fight the cultists, but it's not, like, working out, and you get thrown back in time somehow,
mm-hmm.
And there's, like, a spaceship, back in time. And there's a monkey by the spaceship, and the monkey has the keys to the spaceship, and you need the spaceship to, like, get back to our time. So you kill the monkey, and then you get in the spaceship, and the spaceship takes you forward in time, but you fucked up time because the monkey was, like, the ancestor. He was the ancestor of all
humans. He was the butterfly monkey.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So you're in this world of sentient dinosaurs, and then you, like, fuck around with the dinosaurs, and they help you go back, like, to normal time. And
we would really prefer to be extinct.
So you do something there that turns you into a statue. So you're the statue that the cultists were worshiping, and you come out of the statue just as you're leaving, and you beat up all the cultists and save your girlfriend, and the game's over.
Wow. Okay. And that's a loop.
That's like a game that Tim Kaine was gonna make.
Jesus Christ. That's a loop.
That's a mouthful.
Yeah.
Instead of Fallout 1.
Oh, okay.
They literally said we were playing a lot of GURPS and had just watched Mad Max 1, and then that's why we went with that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, really, it's just Mad Max and GURPS? Like, that's it?
All in Wasteland.
And then, so apparently they had licensed GURPS from Steve Jackson.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that. There was, like, a thing where it, like, got yanked out from them, didn't it?
Yeah, so, because he didn't like the part in the beginning cinematic where the dudes in power armor shoot the Canadian dude in the head, because it was too similar to the execution video from Vietnam that we're all familiar with.
Sure.
But that was the point! Yeah. Yeah, like, visually speaking, it's language. It's
the same, okay.
You wouldn't notice if it rhymed it.
They're the same. They rhyme. Yeah. And then he also, for some reason, had a huge problem with the Vault Boy. Like, he really hated that character, the Vault Boy.
Further cementing my opinion that Steve Jackson has no taste.
Anyway, funny Fallout anecdotes. Moving on. We want the Bethesda roguelike. That's the thing there.
Yeah.
Where can they... Oh, wait. No Chicken Hat this week.
Yeah, we all finished
the game. But, Owen, you're still in the substantial lead.
I'm in the chicken hutch.
I think... So you have four, I think? Or three?
I didn't finish... I finished Deadbolt the least.
Okay.
I finished Flashback the least.
Okay.
Keenan, I hate your game.
I'm sorry.
I don't know. What else have we done this season?
Well, I had to do one and you had to do one. Right? Because
this is my second pick. What was my first pick? I'm definitely in the lead at any
point. Okay. Well, because I was just going to say, if you have the points that I think you have, if one of us gets the chicken hat next week, and then a different one gets it after that, it has to be you.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Like, that's just the way the points sort of...
I mean, when I got two in a row, I kind of assumed I was going to
miss this season. It's good to have variety for chicken
hat. Yeah. So where can they find us, Owen?
If you want to yell at us about how Fallout 3 is brilliantly written, you can send us emails at badplaystyle@gmail.com.
I'm going to yell back.
Oh, man. No, you're not. No, we've already talked about you and interacting with people. You are not. You don't have the password to the badplaystyle Gmail account.
I posted to our Reddit.
You did?
I did.
Okay, that's funny.
I posted a thing I found.
Did you do that today?
I did.
Okay, because that's funny, because I was looking at our Reddit yesterday.
Yeah. You know, our Reddit is r/badplaystyle.
And it is a poppin'.
Yep. There's super, one whole thread
super,
in there.
Super popular. So,
that's it. Bye, guys.
Thanks for tuning in.
Music is made by my good friend Benjamin Busey. You can find his SoundCloud at soundcloud.com/basicbenji206.